I was bemused this morning by the fact that probably our daily newspaper, you know, the Daily Camera, probably was thinking 420 when they came up with these stories. But on the front page, there was a story about the Niwot pot shop that Ernie Kramer wants to open on 63rd Street. And we've talked about this before. There is a group in Niwot that are very much against this, and they're very vocal about it. And at a hearing yesterday, a lot of people talked about the fact that no one in Niwot actually uses marijuana, so it would be only people from outside who would be in there buying. I think those people might be a little surprised. But amongst all of the talk about how negative, the negative consequences, there were also people who got up and said, you know, I've lived next to pot shops. Nothing happens there. You know, there's no real problem. So the planning board, the county planning board said yes, 6-0, and now it goes to the county commissioners. On the same page was a story about Boulder's sales tax and the fact that Bob Ikem, who is the head of the money in Boulder, says that Boulder's going to have to be careful because we're having a money shortfall. Now, that sounds kind of funny to anybody who knows Boulder. There's an awful lot of money in Boulder and in the city, but there's a shortfall in tax revenue, and so we're going to have to be careful, Bob Ikem says, in the next couple of years. What saved us this year, interestingly enough, buried in the story, was the $1.7 million in marijuana revenue that the city got last year in 2015, and that's what saved them this time. So I thought that was kind of an interesting way of looking at it.
Well, further east in Boulder County, there's also some news coming out of Longmont around a study that they're hoping to get some funding for, looking at the impacts of pot.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. Longmont, of course, disallows marijuana shops, and there are two shops right on the edge, right on the border of Longmont. And there's some money available, some grant money available for cities to react to the negative consequences of marijuana. And this has been brought up in Longmont by a children's group or by a group that's trying to protect children, and they're trying to get money to look at the negative consequences. Now, the problem with this is they're going to have to prove that there are negative consequences going on in Longmont. So there's going to be a lot of debate about that. But again, this is the way 420 in 2016 goes.
You were participating yourself in a 420 event on campus, very different from 420 events of years gone by when we saw massive smokeouts on Farron Field. This was the cannabis symposium that was, the organiser said, a non-consumptive affair to really get to discussion on some of the major issues dealing with cannabis this year. What happened yesterday?
Yeah, you know, I attended the last few smokeouts there at CU. The last one was in 2011 before the CU administration cracked down on it and spent a lot of money trying to stop it. And it was interesting to go up there this year and be part of this symposium. I was on a panel. They had people from various aspects outside the industry and inside the industry. They had a CU police officer, for instance, who talked about impacts. They had a CU professor who is studying the impacts of cannabis and other drugs on the brain. Wanda James was the keynote speaker, and she's the owner of she's the first black owner of a dispensary in Colorado, and owns a soul food restaurant down in Denver. And also Art Way, who is the leader of the Drug Policy Alliance here in Denver. So there was an awful lot of different kinds of viewpoints and different ways, more positive ways of looking at cannabis than we have seen in recent years at CU. And let's see, the official thing from the police was for the 420 event, dead as a doornail. So I guess things are changing.
The evolution of 420 in, yes, Colorado. It was also the day that Sensi Mag hit newsstands in various different dispensaries and marijuana outlets and other newsstands around the state. SensiMag.com is where you can read stories online, but Sensi Mag itself now out in publish.
Yes, it's going to be out. I've heard that somebody's found it in a convenience store in Lafayette, so it's starting to get out there. I'm not part of that part of the magazine, but we're starting to get the magazines out there. So look for it. Look for a magazine that's about cannabis and lifestyle for adults.
Leland Drucker, thank you very much.
Thank you.